For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Mia Hansen Aloha, Christy Dougherty, Just Sayin', Kelly Barlow, and Cindy Gerson. We love you, girls. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast, and here I am with my gorgeous little friend, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. How are you, Ben?
Oh, I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Doing so good. I love when we do a late night podcast.
I know. It's this way we can not have to podcast at all tomorrow. It's so wonderful.
I know. It feels different. It feels, you know, risky.
Yeah. Normally the way we record is that, you know, we record on Mondays and Tuesdays, and then Wednesday is off. And I really enjoy having it off because I can focus on other stuff and I can, like, not think about Bravo for a day. But we had a Bravo. We had a podcast meeting earlier today. So my brain was already in podcast mode. I was like, fuck it. Let's do a late night podcast, Ronnie. And you were like, yes.
So yeah,
tomorrow will be my Zen day.
And what a fun day to do it on, because the show was nuts.
It's fate. This is pure fate. What happened? Pure fate.
Clip. Okay, so today is Real Housewives of New York, as you all know. And first, we have to tell you live shows.
So, speaking of New York.
Yeah, speaking of New York, we're going to be there. We're going to be at the Gotham Comedy Club on July 19th, which is a Wednesday, which is also the night that what happens? Real Housewives of New York airs.
Yay.
Guys, it's a big circle.
Yeah, it all comes together and into Watch What Crappens live New York.
So check our website and our Facebook page for ticket links, because those should be going up very soon, because we have another show in L.A. on
September 2nd. Saturday, September 2nd. It's in L.A., and we are going to try to program some things around it, so that way it's like not just even – just the podcast, it's going to be kind of like a weekend full of fun stuff. So if you decide to travel in for that, then come. And those tickets go on sale on Ticketmaster on Friday. That one we do have the link up for. So Friday at 10 a.m., I think Pacific time, those go live. So get them now while the getting is good.
Yep. And in other news, I've been searching online to find out when Beverly Hills starts shooting, because they should have been shooting by now, and they are not shooting, and nothing is being leaked. I haven't heard anything from anybody. I don't know who signed on. I've not heard anything. Have you?
No, you know, but I don't pay attention to that stuff, to be honest. I'm not to be like that, but I just don't. It's like I just like it just to arrive on my laptop one day. Just like, here's the trailer. I'm like, yay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get, like, obsessive about it. I'm like, well, if they're not cast yet, then when are they going to be cast? And then when is it going to start airing? And how is this going to affect my Christmas?
I do know that Dorit was doing some sort of photo shoot at the L'Hermitage Beverly Hills, which is hilarious because we were like two blocks away from that today. We were so close to Dorit, but that's all I know. I mean, I do know that Vanderpump Rules is shooting. That's for sure.
Yeah. So what the hell? It should all be at the same time. I'm not liking this. The only people I hear for sure coming back are Vanderpump, Kyle, Dorit, and Erica. That's all I've really heard anything about. I don't even know if Miss Rinna better get her ass back on that show.
She better.
So, I don't know what's going on.
Well, I'm sure they're going to resurrect some, middling star from the 80s to fill out the cast. You know, The older sister from Mr. Belvedere is ready to have her come back, I believe. So Real Houses of Beverly Hills is really good for resurrecting those careers.
Well, might I suggest Vicky, the little robot girl from It's a Small Wonder.
Might we suggest Park Overall?
You guys, Park Overall really deserves another chance.
She ran for office, you know.
Yeah, well, another one then. Because that's a chance, right? Like your face is on lawns, like lawn signs.
Or how about they just shoot in more parks and wear more overalls?
See, she's always getting a chance. Like every time she passes a park and there's someone in overalls, she's like, oh, they still remember me.
I feel like there was probably someone who was a teenager on the cast of WKRP in Cincinnati and is now of Housewives age. And if not that show, I'm head of the class. I mean, it's just like it writes itself. What's Richard Pryor's daughter doing these days, aside from listening to opera secretly in her headphones? Yes, I remember that episode. Remember that episode? It was like, everyone thinks I'm listening to pop music, but secretly I listen to opera.
So the possibilities are endless. You know where else the possibilities are endless? In the Bronx.
New York. Yes, specifically the Bronx. Even more specific, the Bronx. Arthur Avenue.
Yeah, Arthur. That's such a Bronx street name. Arthur.
Tonight's episode of Real Housewives of New York City opens up with Bethany, you know, walking through Bronx's Little Italy on Arthur Avenue, and she's going into an Italian restaurant, and I'm like, where is Jules when we need her? Okay, come on. Who's going to stuff the fork into the calzone? Who's going to do it?
She's going to be like, do you have like a little metal cup or something you can cook into a calzone? I really miss that
marinara
girl.
Cup. Huh? Marinara. I feel like Bethany would name her next child Marinara. It just seems like a Bethany name. Hey, Marinara.
Marinara.
Look at this. Marinara show. I was playing with these toys. I'm just throwing out.
Jason just texted me that marinara is delicious. That's disgusting. I'm suing him.
It's disgusting.
Take him to
court. He's dipping into marinara.
Well, I think, you know.
Frankel. I believe it. I believe it.
Bethany is always plugging something if she's in a scene, right? So it's either about Skinny Girl or her new show. It's got to be something. And so now she's doing this thing where she's like going to different parts of New York, you know? We got Chinatown. Yeah. Like, seriously? You never been to Chinatown? Like, where do you get Chanel purses for $10? Like, seriously?
Like, seriously? Never been to Astoria? Huh? Never been to Astoria? It's like Greek food. Okay. Like, literally, like, kill me now. Just like, let's wrap me up into baklava and like serve me for dessert. Like, I can't.
Yeah. I think that now she's going to Little Italy. This is now a pattern. So Bethany must be planning something. And I feel like she's
an expert now, maybe, for the show.
Oh, maybe. But I feel like she's going to try and do one of those Food Network, like, Big Eat shows or whatever, where they go to different places and then they interview the celebrity chefs about them. But she'll be the only one.
But you know what, though? I would be fine with that because I feel like that's her lane and it always has been. So I'm fine with, I would rather see that than Guy Fieri. Can I tell you how it, I mean, this is getting a little bit into our bonus episode for next week where we're talking about the Food Network star. But like, if I have to turn on Food Network star one more time and watch the end of Guy's Grocery Game, he goes, see you later on Triple G. I'm like, it's not, I don't call it Triple G. Okay. Cause I'm not familiar with you like that. Okay. I do not make it friendly like that. It's Guy's Grocery Games, AKA Supermarket Sweep. And even Supermarket Sweep, I don't call SMS. Okay.
Well, he just needs to have triple things because, like, he has triple D's, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
I want triple B. It's Bethany, and Bethany. What's this? Like, I have two more B's? Like, literally, I can't. Like, what am I? I am the B. Like, honestly, if you're going to shoot for this B, you know what? You got to get the other two B's. Okay, because three of us. Okay, killer B's. Okay, we're like a rap group with killer B's.
Bethany's Bus Boys. Here I am. Here I am, literally talking to the Bus Boys. What do you think of the profiteroles? Hey?
Bethany Barrel and Bile Richards. Three B's.
I like the idea of Bethany's Bus Boys. Bethany just going around and judging bus boys everywhere.
What's the matter? Triple W. What's the matter? What's going on? What's eating?
Triple W. She's like, that's not a cheetah brand. She'll like try and shut down the internet. Cheetah brand.
Triple U? No. Triple W. Huh? What? Is that like six? Is that 6 years then? No. Bethany.
Late
that's
night.
The note. That's the meeting. That's
late night podcast. Triple A.
What's that, like, that Jackaholic? No, it's Automobile Association of America. What? Like, you're like, there's somebody drinking and driving. Like, I can't. Like, literally, I can't. Like, I grow around. Like, too much.
Sonia starts selling, like, roadside assistance.
SAA. Sonia Automobile Assistance. It's very sexy.
JJJ. It's like the sexy J, just three times.
You know, Ramona wanted to have roadside assistance, and then so did Dorinda, but I was the one who did it, okay?
John said he wanted to start AAA.
Hey, what are you saying right now, Dad?
Yeah, so for whatever they're going for, we're in Little Italy in the Bronx, which I didn't even know existed. So, you know, good for you guys.
I know it existed because every time I go back to New York, my parents are like, oh, we want to take you to this great new Italian restaurant in Westchester. It's just like Arthur Avenue. I'm like, I don't know what Arthur Avenue is.
Arthur.
Arthur. Arthur. It's a nice callback to Secrets and Wives. So Bethany like arranged this luncheon at this Italian restaurant, and she's like, it feels like 1950. Dress accordingly. I'm like, dress accordingly. You're wearing a fur that makes you look like an outcast from Labyrinth.
Also, there's a seahorse logo. I don't know that I would trust a place with a seahorse logo, like an Italian restaurant. I don't want to think of seahorses while I'm eating pasta.
I don't trust Hippocampon branding. I'm sorry.
It's a skinny seahorse. Okay, so Tinsley comes and she's like, I don't even come here. Like, I don't even go here.
What is this? Tinsley is very confused. She's like, is this... I thought it was the Upper East Side. I just thought it was like really upper and really East Side.
Where am I going to get my blowout here? You guys, this is really stressful for me.
You want me to get over it, but I can't get over it. Where's the garlic bread?
Yeah, everyone looks a little confused. They're like, what is fucking Bethany up to? You know, like, what's this bitch trying to sell now? Dorinda's the only one who's like, yeah, it feels like home. I'll be honest with you. Late night, I would have canceled it if it weren't for here. Jackie Revenue. Like, hey, yeah. Tony, hey, John, you should sign a busboy show here, Bethany. These guys.
And Luana's like, who knew there was a Little Italy in the Bronx? Am I right, girls? We just got married.
Hello,
Edda. I'm like, shut up.
You know that the only reason why Tinsley showed up is because she probably thought Arthur Avenue was a guy she was being set up with.
Let me guess.
Is it dentist?
Let me guess. Somebody's going to steal him from me.
It's very hard for me to meet a good guy named Arthur when I live in Sonia's house. Like, yeah.
You want to laugh? Get enough. So Dorinda just shows up still wasted from last night. Everyone's confused, but Dorinda's basically, you know, like, hey, everybody, it's me. Like, she's been there a million times or something. And she's like, give me a Bloody Mary and keep it going. So we know this is going to be a good scene.
Yeah, and Carol's dressed in, like, all these khaki colors. So Bethany keeps making these jokes that she's dressed for safari. And she's like, oh, yeah, well, you know what? Like, Carol, you know, Carol's gonna has a safari tour at 3, huh? And then Dorinda's like, what's a safari tour? What? What are you doing at 3? Huh? What? What are you doing? I don't get it.
Yeah, please don't ask that in front of Ramona. She'll be like, hi, zebra. Okay.
Well, I'm ready to go on the tour, Carol. Where are we going first? What are we looking at? I don't see any lions or giraffes. Oh, my.
Let's see here. Sonia's, Bethany's like, hey, Sonia, I told you to dress for salami. Did you dress for salami? She's like, oh, of course I always dress for salami. Hide the salami, peel the salami, you know, cut the salami and put it on a tray that Tinsley will eat and not even say thank you for. I'm all about salami. It's like,
yeah, chill the salami over the brown eyes.
I'm just reading through notes. The notes on this are insane because when there's entire episodes with all the ladies in them, it's like, to the notes and I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's madness. So Carol and Bethany are... they want to go on a trip to Vermont to go skiing. They're going to want to go to Stratton or something like that. And then they're talking about, let's do a ski trip or whatever. But, you know, what about Ramona? Is she invited? She's not invited. What's the story with Ramona? And then, like, Bethany's like, well, I mean, why would I invite her? Like, she decimated my life. Like, she sat there and she just fully decimated it. Like, she just, like, tore it apart. Like I don't get it. It's like my old bar in my apartment. Like, it just got torn apart and torn out and taken out. Like, and apparently that's supposed to make my life better. I don't get it. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, and not to mention, you know, and Dorinda's like, yeah, she was drunk. which of course, you know, is a totally valid excuse. Today.
And she said, and Dorinda says that, I think because he was drunk, she says that as she clanks the wine bottle back into the bucket. Like she can't get it. She misses it. She's like, plonk. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Let me try it again. All right. Okay. Fit right in.
And Bethany's like, yeah, but that's the true serum when you get drunk, you know? Like, remember when she got drunk and she ripped Sonia for that wine thing when she was, you know, she was in the business first and all that stuff? And Sonia's like, yes. Oh, they showed the clip of Sonia making her Prosecco announcement and Ramona being like, let's be honest, okay? Like, let's face it. Does Sonia even know what she's doing? Slapping her label on a Prosecco bottle. Yeah, I think she's okay with that. She's had practice with the toaster ovens.
This was Bethany's attempt to turn Sonia against Ramona, but all it did was cause a ridiculous flare-up between Sonia and Dorinda, because all of a sudden the mere like mention of the tipsy girl got Sonia going, and she was like, that's when Sonia was like, you know, my tipsy girl, you know, Ramona and Dorinda, they both wanted tipsy girl, and that's when Dorinda was like, woo!
I swear to God, I didn't want to do gypsy. That guy, Peter, called me five times. Five times that guy called me.
Whoa. Like, Dorinda's like, we're just ready to rumble at this point, you know?
You better back it up. You better back it up. But slowly, I'm feeling a little tipsy. I don't want to do tipsy girl. I'm just doing gypsy girl.
It's gypsy Dorinda. That's what I said. I want. Fuck you.
It's like she's like way too mad. Like, it's way, way too mad. Like, thank God we're in the Bronx. Thank God we're in the Bronx. There's like literally rubber belts for her to like bounce off of in the ring.
Like, literally, where she has my pomatary. Like, I can't.
And then Sonia, of course, comes with, you know, her book of evidence, because Dorinda had her file of evidence in that other party in the Berkshires. So Sonia's like, well, you know, that guy said that he met with John, and he said that you were into it. John said that you were into it. I have the texts. I have the texts. So she starts whipping out her phone, and Dorinda's like, yeah, show me your texts. I'll tell you one thing that I always tell you. You don't know a goddamn thing. Well, I bet you're scribbling something on the scribble pad, huh?
And Luann's like,
scribbling? It's like, whoa, whoa.
Luann's like, Dorinda, quiet. There are other people. I'm like, this is the first time anyone on this show has ever told anyone to be quiet because of other people. And now you're at some place in the Bronx where they probably welcome the screaming, and you're like, quiet, quiet. We're amongst the people.
I know. It's just all these big, big old dudes.
Yeah. It's like, and now Dorinda somehow turns this into a weird self-empowerment, like pro ladies, the lady empowerment. And she's like, I'm not married to John Medesian. I'm not married. Have John Medesian run Tipsy Girl. I'm not married to him. I'm running myself.
John can text whoever he wants and say he's into being a Tipsy Girl. I'm not doing it. I'm not drinking it. John can drink it. I'm not drinking John. I'm a single lady. I'm burning my bra.
Like, whoa.
You know what I say to Snapple? I say, you know what I say about your tipping the cap? I don't give a fuck. If I wanted to tip, I would have gone to the dictionary, okay? So, John, you take the cap, okay? I don't care about Wendy.
Hey, by the way, Snapple lady, I got a tip for you. Stop writing things so small on the bottom of the cap. Who's going to read that?
Hey, Snapple lady, I got a tip for you. You've been working there for 20 years. You're still at reception. What's going on?
So now she's all mad about text, and Sonia's just flicking through her phone like, hold on, I'm going to show it to you. This one's a salami. I told you, I love salamis. It's like, oh, Jesus, Sonia.
and I love how while Sonia is arguing, she just has these giant spectacles on like the very edge of her nose. Like, hold on, what is this? Is this an 8 or is this a Z? I can't tell. Can you look at this?
Meanwhile, it's Bethany's menu. Like, this pizza doesn't taste the same without a fork cooked into it. Is it me?
Where's marinara?
I don't remember pizza tasting like this, like literally. So it's Dorinda's just yelling, and everybody's just cracking up because, you know, Dorinda's just on a drunk Dorinda roll. And Carol's like,
this is so good. And she says, Sonia, you owe Dorinda an apology.
And she's like, no, I don't. She wanted to do the tipsy girl. She's like, you better back it up. You know what? And now she's standing. She's like, you're bankrupt. Okay? I got the papers. Hostess? Hostess with the most is. What are you, a hostess? What are you, a cupcake?
That place is bankrupt too, last I heard. What are you, a Twinkie? The Twinkie factory ain't even there anymore, okay?
What, you want those pink snowball things that you never have anymore? You need one of those?
The fluffy snow coconuts? Isn't even pink, stupid.
And so what are you, one of those frogs with a peanut with an M&M eyeballs made of ice cream? Guess what? That's not Hostess. That's good humor, and you have none.
She stands up and she starts like doing the goalpost on her vagina. She's like,
Hostess with the mostest. That's what you are. Hostess with the mostest.
And then she just walks off. And then they show the big Bronx guys just watching, like, I could have stayed home for this, you know? And
the best part about that is that Dorinda doing that thing was a gesture that a wrestler used to make in the WWE. He was the one, I want to say it was Triple H, but I don't think it was Triple H. It was the guy who was like, if you don't like it, suck it. He always goes, suck it. And you point with that, like, just like that. And I was like, I love that Dorinda is actually just like channeling a wrestler right now.
I like that Dorinda just jumps from fast food to fast food because she's like, Hostess, what are you, Hostess? Oh, yeah, by the way, clip, 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 clip. And she starts making this like Heather Clawhand thing at her, going, clip, clip, clip. And Bethany's felt, like, what is that? Like I don't even know what that like means, Fosse. Clip.
It felt vaguely like Fosse. Like, maybe there was something in there that was, like, maybe lifted from all that jazz. I'm not sure.
It's, like, way more difficult than it looks. People are like, that's the easiest dancing ever. And it's just, it's, like, way harder. Like,
no, it's not. Because it was something about the way she was making her little hand puppet where she was in clip. But she was, like, moving her head away from it and then looking up. And it was just, there was some sort of artistry about it that I felt, like, was deeply profound and legendary.
She had, like, isolated her wrist perfectly.
Clip. Clip, clip. Clip, clip. You fool.
All I could think of is, you know, she's with John so much, she's probably just thinking of, like, chips spilling all over the couch. Like, clip it. Yang, are you done with these chips? Clip. Put the clip. Clip. Clip, clip, clip. Like, Jesus, why are you talking about clips all the time? That's all I can really think of. Like, Sonya's just like a messy, you know, chip bag laying open on the couch, and Dorinda's just mad at everything now.
Oh, my God.
Hey, do get my coat for me, Hostess. Guess what? I have a fur. Hostess with the mostest, clip, clip, fur.
So she's mad. So she just walks off. God only knows where. You know, God knows where she's even
probably
going.
Look at some cannolis.
And no one's even affected by anything with Dorinda anymore. Sonya's like, well, she doesn't have to belittle me by saying I was only doing the Hostess thing. I'm doing a lot of things. You might know if you kept up with the theater.
You know, my cabaret toaster is like doing so well at Saint-Tropez, which, as we all know, is a club in Hoboken.
They have, hey, girls, have you heard? Bread is back.
Bread is back. Bread is back.
That Hoboken.
Bread,
place.
As we all know, is the dancer who is playing me in the Saint-Tropez club.
I've got Hoboken. A new show in Hoboken. It's called Bread is Back. It's that dude's restaurant, Hoboken.
It's about a woman named Bretta and her back. Bread is back. Are you going to come see it? There's a lot of cabaresque in it.
So Dorinda is still going off, you know.
Yeah, oh, no, Dorinda.
Yeah, she
ready.
Doesn't really go off because she's like, well, there's nothing out in this hallway. Like, what do I do? Go to the kitchen? Like, seriously.
She took her own commercial break. That's what happened. She's like, I don't know if Bravo's going to cut here, but in case they do, I'm going to take my break. All right, I'm back.
You don't belittle me by saying I'm interested in something, all right?
All right, we're back from commercial. Bad Moms 2 this December. Anyway, I never said a word. I was proud of you. I was happy for you. I believed in you. We all believed in you. But you will not be moving on top model, Sonya.
This was so beautiful because then she turns into like crying Dorinda.
I was happy for you. I was proud of you. Everybody, and all that stuff you said about me, I live in LA.
And then Sonya's like, oh, yeah, well, what about the Berkshire? What about the Berkshire?
Yeah, she's like, what about all those lame excuses?
Yeah, she's like, you gave me 5 flimsy excuses, and none of them were true. And she's like, oh, God,
I'm not going to move back with that swipe.
And then somehow, as per tradition, it becomes, listen,
I want to have a friendship with you. You and me, we're the same people from Berkshires. You and me. You funny-faced Heather lady, I like you. Ah, oh, that's Sonia. Whatever.
Jorinda's the only person can go from, that's what, this is what I want. I just want to be frank, you know. That's all I want. I respect you. I respect you. It's like you just called her. You haven't even taken a breath, and you just called her an asswipe.
And bankrupt. And Sonia's like, I want that too. And then finally we know that the argument has come to a close, because it's the equivalent of when there's a brawl in the NHL. They just wait for all the hockey players to punch themselves out. And once it's finally subsided, the refs come back in. So in comes Luann, who just goes, let's have some calamari. It is over.
So they all just get up to go.
Penalty boxes.
Yeah, they just get up to go. Sonia's like, well, you know, say your piece, get it out, then we get over it. It's the Italian way. I'm like, none of you, like, what are you even talking about? So then they just get up to go, and Carol tells some of the older guys, she's like,
guys, sorry for all the screaming.
They're like, sorry for what?
The screaming.
What now?
The screaming.
It's like, you're the screamer, Carol, okay? They can't hear.
You're an Italian restaurant. There is screaming. It will happen.
They're like, sorry for the C rating on the front door. Like, what do you want? And one of the guys goes, hey, you look like Ivania Trump.
Carol's like,
who's Ivania? Is that another one of them? They're like cockroaches.
She's having Vietnam flashbacks of the Turkish lady with her fortune-telling cups. She's like,
this was not in my future.
That would have been great. Because the psychics are really good on this show. That would have been great if the psychic just turned over that little coffee cup and was like, emails ruin your life.
And then she puts a spoon in it and Carol falls into the sunken place.
She's like, Melania! And Lou's like, well, thank you, gentlemen. That's a compliment because she loves Donald Trump. And they're like, oh, cheers!
Anyway, I have to get out of this Italian restaurant. You know, all this fighting is really ruining my reputation that I worked so hard on when I was the hostess of that show, Signora, back in 1994.
I just wanted to say, gentlemen, it's been lovely meeting you, but I would have appreciated if you had thrown some change on the floor. After all, I did just get married. And it would have been a sign of respect.
The least you could have done was put up a banner that said, congratulations, Lou, you did it.
Fucking Luann. So the next scene is a shrink, which, yeah, you know, is fitting for this show. But it's just Tinsley. And I'm like, oh, God. Here we go.
She's like, I can't sleep. She's like, well, so I was thinking about it, and my dad was like an alcoholic. It ruined his whole family and his whole life, and he ruined it all. But then I was thinking about it after he died. He was gentle, and like, he was a gentleman. Like, gentleman. You ever think about that before? Gentleman. Like, ever think about portmanteaus? Words? It's crazy. Crazy words. I can't sleep because of the words.
I never got it before, but I'm drinking myself to sleep every night, you know? And I just don't want a guy like my dad. The guy's like, wait, let's go back to that. You are drinking yourself to sleep. It's like, I don't have a problem with it. It's just that, you know, I just can't sleep at night because I have these horrible nightmares about this tumultuous relationship that was so public. It was like, hurt me. It broke me. Like, I'm broken. And I just can't go to sleep. You know what I mean? So I just drink a bottle of wine and then boom, I'm out, you know? And then in my dreams, I still remember them. They're still horrible, but I'm drunk in my dreams. And then my dad's there and he's drunk. And I'm like, oh my God, my dad lost his job again. It's like, it's all happening all over again, you know? Palm Beach.
But he's so gentle. Yeah, I liked what she says. She's attracted to people like her father. I'm like, you're attracted to alcoholics?
Yeah, well, pretty much. She's like,
my favorite movie is Leaving Las Vegas. Oh my God, it's the feel-good movie of the year.
I mean, he never really left, did he?
Yeah, and then she's like, it's just that my character was assassinated. It's like hard to go through. Like, my character was so assassinated. It was like so public. I'm like, Tinsley, I knew so little about you going into this season, and you have brought up your arrest so many times, and I don't think you should have anything to be embarrassed about. But honestly, I would have been perfectly happy just knowing that your whole thing was a curl. I didn't need to know about the arrest. I would. Yeah. You're assassinating yourself right now.
Yeah, the curling iron is enough for us, you know?
Yeah, that's assassination enough, and we like that sort of assassination.
Yeah, she's like, even my curling iron is sad.
Like, she's I like, wake I up just and... want to...
Go ahead.
Sorry. No, no, you get it.
No, I just like that she launched into the whole man thing because she's like, you know, it's like I'm always attracted to people like my dad, like these trust fund guys. They don't have to work hard, you know, and then they end up sleeping all day and drinking too much. And, you know, it's like kind of what I want, but it's like not what I want because like then you're going to have guys like sleeping all day. You know what I mean? It's like my ex-boyfriend, and it's fear. It's a major fear of dying, you know. Like my character when it was assassinated. It was totally assassinated. You know, it was a Zapruder film of my character just like driving on the back of some fucking convertible. And I'm like, what are you doing on a convertible in Dallas? They'll shoot you. And they did. You know, it's like there's one girl on the ground.
Tip tissue, my nose is still stuffed a little bit. Hey, you know what? I just want to feel like me again. Okay, I just want to feel like me. And the therapist is like, yeah, we're going to have to do better than just you.
Yeah.
How about you feel like something better? Like, I don't know, Amy Fisher. Or, I don't know.
Yeah, Amy Fisher at least left with a trophy. Anyone, you know what I mean? And the shrink is like, well, I think that we should aim for a better version of you. She's like, I'm not cutting my hair. Like, did Carol call you? What is everybody's obsession? I'm not cutting my hair. I'm not going to stop curling it. I'm not going to dye it a different color. I'm not changing the shape of my eyebrows. He's like, okay, time's up. Okay, I feel better. Thanks. It's like, jeez.
Yeah, so then we go to a scene of Luann, who goes to meet up with Sonia and Ramona for lunch, and they're sitting there, and Sonia tell Ramona about the trip.
Oh, Miss D'Agostino, I saw you change your name on social media. On Instagram, it's Mrs. D'Agostino. On Twitter, it's Mrs. D'Agostino. She's like, well, I'm Mrs. D'Agostino. What do you want from me? And then yeah. Sonia's just like, okay. So this lunch with Bethany, that whole tipsy girls thing came up again.
I mean, really? Waiter, yes, I will take that. He's like, take what? Oh, I just assumed you're going to offer me the new bride special. Okay, fine. I guess I'll be the one to suggest it. I'll take the new bride special. We don't have that. I mean...
Would you like some water, ma'am? I do. Oh, thank you. Some memories just never do they. Never die.
Waiter,
either.
Are there any specials? Speak now or forever hold your peace. You know what I'm saying?
Sonia's like, well, Dorinda denied saying the tipsy girl thing, and I have the text. It's like, oh, geez. It's like, out come the readers and the slow flicks and the salami pictures. It's like, oh, good. And Ramona goes, I love Sonia, but sometimes she's like a broken record. You know, like she just keeps bringing the same thing up over and over again. You know, I mean, it's like if I, for example, were to bring up, it's like, oh, God, don't even start. Fucking Ramona.
She doesn't have to listen to her broken record on page 6. OK,
it's a broken page 6 record.
It's like she took a page 6 and put it on a record player and tried to get music to come out of it. And all that came out was like, yeah.
So Ramona's like, so what did Bethany say? And Sonia's like, oh, you know, she's not mad at you anymore. Oh, and there's a trip coming up. And Luann says, yeah, she brought up a trip. And, you know, we said, you have to invite Ramona. Of course, you have to. And she goes, yeah, she said she doesn't mind if you come. And Ramona goes, I only ski in Aspen, okay?
Yeah, because they said they're going to go ski in Vermont. They're like, well, we're going to go a ski trip in Vermont. She's like, I only ski Aspen. I'm sorry.
It's like, well, Aspen. We're not skiing in Aspen. We're skiing in Vermont. You coming?
Well, Aspen has the best guys. It has the best food. It has the best houses. It's the best. I love Aspen.
It's the best everything, okay? She's like, well, I'll just not say anything, okay? Because when I pretend that nothing's wrong, Bethany's fine. It's when I remind her of real problems. Like she was a porno star in her past, and her daughter's going to find out about it on the playground. And John Stossel could be hiding under any slide and ruin her entire life. And then you know what that leads to? Suicide. Cutting. These girls, they cut themselves on the thighs. You know, if she wants to put her head in the sand, you know, go ahead. You know, most porn stars do. It's like, oh.
I like Luann's advice. Luann's advice was, just give up. Just give up. Ski in Vermont. We'll go to Aspen next year. Or maybe we'll go to Vail. I mean, after all, I am a blushing bride.
And in case you guys forgot that Sonia has a vagina, she tells the waiter, do you have a strip steak? Give me one with a bone. I want a bone. Sometimes a woman just needs a good old-fashioned bone. It's like, oh, Sonia, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's like doorbell that just rings itself to remind you that it's there, you know? Yeah. It's like, yes, doorbell, we know.
So now there's more talk, I think, of the wedding or whatever. But Sonia, it comes up where Sonia says that Luann and Dorinda are new friends, and Luann's like, "What? That's ridiculous. I met Dorinda 10 years ago at Bat Mitzvah. Yeah, I don't know who it was. Some Jewish people. Maybe it's Jill Zarin. I don't know." But
Sonia's so crazy. Dorinda's been on the show 3 years, and she goes, "Well, we'll get to spend time with our new friend Dorinda." And she's like, "What are you talking about? She's not new." And she goes, "Yes, she is to me. What, you guys are fast friends?" And she goes, "We met at the Bat Mitzvah or whatever." It's like, "Well, that's different, okay? Like knowing us, like how you know her. I mean, look, we brush our teeth together. We've had sex with the same guy. It's not the same thing." And she's like, "Well, that's just rude."
"That's so tasteless, what you just said. I mean, really?
I am married. I'm a married woman."
"Freshly married. My marriage is as fresh as the Parmesan on our salads."
"This is now my husband you're talking about. Where is your threshold?" And Sonia goes, "Can I have some creative license here?" And she's like, "No, you cannot have a creative license. Now apologize."
"Okay, please apologize to me right now.
I would like an apology to Mrs. D'Agostino."
And then she's like, "Well, I'm going to leave. Love you. Mean it. Bye."
So she's on her way out, and Sonia goes, "Okay, well, look, I can see the hairs up on your back." I'm like, "That's not the way to make this better. It's like, now you're calling her a hairy back, you know?" She's like, "Well, it's not cool." And she leaves. She's like, "What'd I do?"
"I have to go refill Tom's cookie jar now anyway, so toodles, bitches."
So now, boom, we're in Vermont.
Stratton, Vermont. Beautiful Stratton, Vermont.
Yeah, Bethany's rental ski chalet. Yeah, and Bethany has found a place that even has those letters that are lit up from Ross that says ski. She loves those letters.
She's making all sorts of original observations. Like, it's like Lincoln Log. It's like an actual Lincoln Log cabin. It's like the original Lincoln Log cabin. Like, I love it. Like, honestly, like, this cabin, it's gonna free the slaves. It's like Lincoln. It's like Lincoln Log. Like one of my toys. Like, I later don't know what to do with myself. You hear? It's like Lincoln Log. So it's like each other's vaginas. Okay.
Yeah. Let's hope this Lincoln Log cabin gets a better seat at the theater this time. So you can tell that Bethany's been spending a lot of time with her kid, because all of her jokes are kid jokes. She's like, "Oh my God, it's like Lincoln Logs." And then before at the restaurant in the Bronx, she's like, "All right, let it go, Elsa."
Yeah,
like, everything's gonna like, be Broner. from like a toy, like a Disney movie.
It's like Milo and Stitch over there. I can't think too much. Like what is this? Like, are you even you're an alien? Like, what is this? Like don't tell Donald Trump. Don't tell Donald Trump. He's gonna deport Stitch. I can't. Like, you know what? I'm not. Kill me now.
So she's making a fire, and then Dorinda is the first one. She's like, "What a play! Great! What a wonderful play!" She's like, "Lincoln Logs, Lincoln Logs, Lincoln Logs, Lincoln Logs, Lincoln Logs."
Like, yeah. Did I give you my Lincoln Log material yet? Huh? You like it? You like it? Like, honestly, if you don't laugh at it, like, I'm gonna be on the floor crying. Like, I can't.
It's like the book Misery. You know, someone's gonna be banging my ankles with a mallet.
That's the thing, like. Now, I know that we make a lot of references on this podcast, and we do them mile a minute sometimes, but you can't go from saying, "Yeah, this is like Lincoln Logs, you know, it's like Misery, like bash my leg is in right now, like Lincoln Logs." I'm like, "Wait, no, you're mixing them. You're crossing the streams, Bethany." Doesn't work that way.
All right, it's like that book Misery. Okay, no, it's not. It's like Annie, because like she was always in Misery, because she was like waiting for her real parents.
Like literally, the penguin always faces south, like literally. What's the matter? Where'd you move the penguin? What's the matter?
Also, I hope that Kathy Bates doesn't watch this show, because she's like, she brought up the book and she didn't even use my name in a Misery reference. Like, who is this bitch? So Bethany's like, Carol comes in. She's like, "Hi."
"Did you just wake up?"
"No, why?" It's like, "Oh." So she comes in and Bethany's like, "Ah, you guys, I got a text from Ramona." So it cuts to the car with Ramona, Sonia, and Tinsley on their way to Vermont. And yeah. Ramona goes, "Well, I figured since it's before the weekend, and since I'm going up there on the weekend, I would text before the weekend. I just figured."
Yeah. So she started writing an apology text to Bethany, but then she accidentally sent it, which is such an older woman thing to do. Older person thing to do.
Yeah.
It hits both sexes equally well. Just sense by itself. It's crazy. It's possessed. Whoa, this is crazy. This reminds me of a little girl. And I was in my room, and all of a sudden I started falling up onto the ceiling. I was like, whoa, we were in a haunted house. And Geraldine Parsons Smith walked in and said, listen, you stupid little girl, there's no ghosts here, okay? We just built on an old Indian graveyard, and that's not my fault. I'm sorry. To this day, I've never been able to look at a ceiling without being scared. I'm sorry.
I mean, this is the woman who can't get through a Snapchat post without drawing like a green strike through her own face. But, so, I mean, I get it. I like how they structured this whole thing because she's like, well, you know, I wrote her a text. And Sony's like, that's how adults behave. And she goes, well, I'm the bigger person. Yeah. Sony just starts laughing. So she's like, here's what I texted. Plants. And then Bethany's reading it. She's like, all right, here's what she wrote. I don't know where to start. As I communicated with you before, I regret that I brought it up to you because I didn't mean to stand ... Like, what? Seriously? What is that? And Ramona's like, and so I sent it. And Bethany goes, and she goes, and then I wrote. And then it cuts back to Bethany. Things were said that weren't meant to be said, but sometimes things just say themselves. And you're like, whoa, things come back. You weren't supposed to be said. But, you know, like Inca, trials, tribulations, whatever, said, things are said. And so Bethany goes, okay. So I started writing her back. And Ramona goes, as I was writing this, she was writing me back. Like, I love
the
how they're framing
this. Of texting. Yeah.
I love that it's like the Notebook at this point, you know?
So, more like Dracula.
Yeah. So Bethany's like, Ramona, please respect my wishes not to have a friendship. And then she sends me a text back and it says, I agree. I thought the same thing. Okay, thanks. We're on the same page. Like, what the hell? Does she just have a stroke?
Oh, God. These two nutty ladies. So we also learned that Bethany is putting her Mexico trip back on, which was postponed indefinitely last season after some brutal hemorrhaging in Home Goods. So the good news is the Mexico trip, it's back.
Yeah, she's like, well, basically, my friend has this amazing villa, you know, and then we're going to stay there. It's in, like, Punta Nita. I'm like, oh, geez, the Kyle villa. Like, these two really are good at selling.
Oh, yeah,
selling.
You're right.
Yeah, they're going to go to the Kyle villa. It's like Kyle can even get some good old plugs from a different housewife show.
Yeah, the Kyle Villa. You're so right. They're totally going to Kyle Villa. But that Kyle Villa brought out some good stuff, so I'm happy about that. So then Dorinda, now they're like, okay, Dorinda, you should choose a room because you always get the worst room. So, like, go put your bags in it. So she goes out to the car, and then she's like, wait a second. Would you believe it? I left my clothes down in New York. I forgot to take my suitcases.
She's like, what do you mean you forgot? Where are they? She's like, in front of my house.
I had sex with John and I forgot. I was like, there's a lot going on. No pun intended. There's a lot to unpack here.
So much going on. And Beth, she's like, I gotta send an Uber to get my stuff. And Bethany goes, you're gonna send an Uber from New York to Vermont? Like, seriously? She's like, what else do I do? I went to Queens, I had sex with John, I was all loopy. I had to get my car, and I said, hey, come get the car. And I went to get the car, it was so good. She's like, ah, you got the bang down from John, huh?
And by the way, you know by Uber, she means a PA on the some poor kid has to drive all the way down to New York and all the way back with Dorinda's bags.
Oy. So Carol helps her find the biggest room, and she's like, well, I don't even know how to reserve the room because I don't got suitcases. She's like,
just put stuff from your purse on the bed. Just spread it all out.
So she opens her purse, and it's like an iPhone cord and a like a light-up disco ball.
A little disco ball.
Seriously, that was amazing. Jan.
Yeah, and it like didn't even need to be plugged in. It was ready to go. She's like, all right, party started.
I love the idea of her.
It's like Richard.
I love the idea of her walking into John's house in Queens and being like, I'm here, and just turning on the disco ball.
And why did John make her go all the way to – oh, because she had to go there to get the car, right? She had to get the car from Queens, and so when she picked up the car, he was like, wait, why don't you come upstairs? And so he – okay, I get it now. I get it.
Yeah. So at nighttime, the other girls arrive, and Ramona gets out of the car, and she's like, oh, my legs. I don't even know. Okay, my legs, like, it's crazy.
And she's like, oh my God. I forgot to put on snow boots, okay?
Jeez Louise.
I can't do her laugh.
I like that she said, jeez Louise. Hey, girls, I forgot to put on my snow boots. Oh, the door. It's locked. And Bethany's like, the voice. Oh, my God, the voice. It's already starting. Oh, my God, I can't.
She's like, 5 hours. 5 hours it took to get here. 5. Never been in a car for 5 hours. Okay.
5 hours. She just keeps saying this over and over through the rest of the episode.
5 hours. So she gets in and she's like, hi. And then she's like, is someone going to serve me some wine? Something like that? A little bit of wine? Something to drink? Some wine or some water? Okay. So meanwhile, Bethany, we haven't talked about the fact that she's wearing like a little, like a snowboarding, skiing sort of shirt. And she's wearing a little snow cap, a knitted snow cap. And she, to avoid Ramona, has gone into the corner to talk to Brynn. And when they cut away to her, because everything she's wearing was all like blue and white and she was hunched over and she's all skinny, I was like, she's basically Frozone from The Incredibles. That's what she's turned into. She's white Frozone.
But no superhero can resist the annoyance of 5 hours. Five hours.
$5 foot longs are not as good as 5 hours in the car. Okay.
I've never. So can you get me some wine? And Carol goes, you want some skinny girl? She goes, no, I don't want that. She goes, wow, rude. And Bethany goes, I hear you, bitch. No, Brynn, not you, honey. Don't tell that I said that.
You know what? Ramona has to write, because it's like every single time it's skinny girl shit. It's like, I just want my whispering angels, okay?
Well, if Ramona hadn't been like carrying around boxes of Ramona Pino everywhere she went, yeah. Bethany's like, I hear you, bitch. And she's like, 5 hours. 5 hours.
What?
Like, 5 hours. And then she goes, it's awkward. Like, Bethany isn't even giving me a bone. Like, why am I in high school again? I know I look young. Like, Avery's friends, they don't even know that I'm the mother. They think that I'm the younger sister. So maybe I am in high school, you know? Maybe this has all been a bad dream.
I think I am, because the other day I walked down the stairs and that song that was like, kiss me, came on. And everyone was like, wow, look at Ramona without her glasses. And then I went to the prom. It was great.
All night long.
Did you ever see the biopic about me? It's called She's All That.
You don't even go here.
It's a true story.
I don't know where that came from. Well, I'm saying that for Tinsley. I don't even go here. She's doing it to herself.
She's doing Mean Girls to herself.
Yeah, she's that like, I don't even go here. So Ramona, she's like, Carol, Dorinda, 5 hours. What rooms do we have to choose from? And Carol's like, well, Dorinda's in the one to the right. Anyone else is yours. And Bethany tells Tinsley, go get the queen-size bed. There's a queen-size bed. Go get it. Hurry. Go get it. And Ramona's like, there's something here on the left. And Bethany is just wanting to fucking kill herself. Sonia and Ramona are like, what's our room? Does it have a bath? Does it have a window? Is there a slide to the ocean? Like, are there men here? What's the deal? Is there a bar in our room?
Appropriately enough, on the bottom of the screen, a promo popped up for Despicable Me.
I know. Like, I took so many screenshots of that. Because they also do a commercial together. Where it's like, despicable me, despicable you.
This movie is 5 hours long. No, it's not, Ramona. What? Then what was I doing there for 5 hours? We have no idea. But thank you for selling us popcorn. What?
Fucking crazy, Ramona. So she keeps going around with Sonia, just acting like jackasses. And Bethany's sitting in the bottom, just listening on the couch. And she's like, all right, you got a room search. You got to lick Sonia's vagina. You're never going to be happy for anything. You'll need a bath, a slide, a circus. Jesus Christ, okay? We all know the trick, okay? We all know the story. And Sonia's like, oh, we can't take this one. It doesn't have a bath. And then she goes, Ramona comes out and pulls her usual. You know what? Me and Sonia share, okay? So that means we need to get the bigger room, okay? And, like, we have this thing, and I don't know. We just like to share. And Tinsley's like, what are these girls, like, 10 years old at camp? Oh, my God, did I tell you about how dramatic I feel?
I can't sleep. You know, by the way, Tinsley shouldn't even have the nicest room because she can't sleep anyway. So I like, though, that when they're like looking around, they're looking at Dorinda's room, and then they're like, well, maybe she'll forget that she chose this room. Is she drinking yet?
It's a double sink. She's drunk. Maybe she'll, you know, maybe she'll forget about it. So Luann comes in and she's like, she falls in the door.
Literally falls into the cabin.
Yeah. She's like, oh. Well, I just thought it was one of those push doors that you just push.
I just love how she makes an entrance. Would you believe it, girls? I fell in through the doorway. It just feels weird to walk through a doorway and not being held and crossed over the threshold. You know what I'm saying? It's weird to use my own 2 feet. A little awkward. So I'm like a foal, you know?
Now, who wants a hula hoop lesson? You know, I love the hula hoop. It reminds me of a ring, which I've got right now on my finger. Anybody notice it? Notice it? Anybody? Thank you. Thank you for my engagement. And now she's married party. Thank you. Is there anyone to announce me?
I'd like to thank Reed Drescher for driving me up here. Yeah, to take off from work.
I would like to announce Mrs. D'Agostino. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Like, why are you announcing yourself?
All right, girls. Where's the bouquet? I'll throw it to you.
So meanwhile, Sonia's like, oh my God, look at the sink. Look at the closet. Idiots.
House Hunter's like lame international upstairs.
They're all in the center of town, okay?
So I see... it's a good walk from town. Do I see popcorn ceilings? Whoa.
So they're in the tub, which looks dirty, by the way, but they get in the tub, and Luann's like, oh, well, do I have to sleep in the basement because I'm late? Oh, girls. Like, she's making a joke. She's trying to take it all lightly, but you know, inside, she's really like, I have to sleep in the basement because I was late. Yeah. Really?
And by the way, like, who the fuck cares what floor you're on? It's not like you're actually sleeping in a crate in a dingy basement. It's a fully furnished, perfectly beautiful and nice basement with a perfectly nice room.
What kind of friends are these? I tell them I'm late and they don't even ask me if I'm pregnant. I mean, it would have been nice. It would have been a nice courtesy.
Do the D'Agostino. I want to side note, because someone actually just retweeted it right now as I said this. I tweeted it out, but I want the world to know that because of this Do the D'Agostino song, which we released on iTunes, I am now a member of ASCAP. I'm an official member of ASCAP because of Do the D'Agostino.
Our next cast trip, you're going to be like, I'm inviting Sheryl Crow.
My fellow artist in the ASCAP.
Be like, ASCAP. I'm sorry, Sheryl Crow, but just because I said I was late.
This means I'm now in 3 professional associations, and it's getting out of control.
Enjoy those dues.
Yeah, exactly.
Glad you didn't give me a vanity credit on that one. Like, damn, yeah, it, I will not. I barely even pay my taxes, girl.
Y'all better do the D'Agostino, because now I'm a member in an organization.
Be writing wedding songs anytime soon. I mean, it would just be a courtesy. So Ramona comes up to Carol, and she's like, Carol, can I ask you a question? Since you were here and you know that me and Sonia always share, why didn't you suggest that Dorinda take a different room? She's like, I don't know, God. Leave me out of it.
You were tired. It's okay. It was 5 hours to get up here. It's okay.
Yeah, you're tired, okay? We can see it in your face. It's okay. We're not going to be mad at you, okay? So down in the kitchen, Ramona comes down, and she's obviously just said, why didn't someone suggest that Dorinda take a different room? And Dorinda, who's just, like, eating potato salad with her hands or some shit at this point. I don't even know what Dorinda's doing right now. But she opens her mouth while she's eating. She's like, I'm not moving the rooms.
She looked almost exactly like Keanu Reeves in The Matrix during that scene when his mouth starts to melt shut.
Hey! They're putting a scorpion in my belly button.
Ramona says, I didn't say to move. I just said, why didn't they suggest? She's like, yeah, well, guess what? You don't suggest when someone's here first, all right?
You know what? I'm eating a sandwich. If you want a sandwich, make a sandwich. But you know what? It's a good sandwich. It's a chaos cram.
So in a little tiny scene, the doorbell rings. Shockingly, this guy doesn't fall through the door. It's crazy.
Yeah. And it's not the singing telegram from Clue, unfortunately. But it's Jan.
It's a chef named Jan. And I was like, oh my God, Captain Sandy Jan? A crossover I can get behind. But it wasn't.
Oh, by the way, we are aware that Captain Sandy's last name is Jan. We have people keep tweeting that as we are aware, yes.
And we fucking love it.
We love Captain Sandy.
So down in the ping pong room, which is probably Luann's bedroom or whatever, Luann and Ramona are playing ping pong. I'm surprised Carol's not there. She's like, I can't just leave my balls on the floor here. Bethany will get mad. I'm not playing.
You know that Luann hated the indignity of being stuck playing ping pong with Ramona. Give me foosball at least. But this, I mean, it's not even real tennis.
Baby tennis, thanks a lot. Is this because I was last?
What's next, pickleball?
So I'm just like, don't use pickles. So Ramona, Luann asks, like, so how's Bethany? Ramona's like, well, look, you know, we all have problems.
We have made Luann so belligerent this episode.
She is, everything's though.
Like, how's Bethany?
She is, though. She's like always on the verge of telling someone. She's like, hi, girls, it's me, Mrs. D'Agostino. What? You didn't save me a room? It's like, oh, geez. So Ramona's like, we all have problems, but we don't harbor stuff, you know? I know I messed up, but everyone knows there's not a malicious bone in my body. And the man goes, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah. Ramona, maybe I have a malicious bone, but all the muscle fiber is malicious as hell.
I'll tell you what's malicious, that hairline. Please don't ever do that to us again. Please don't ever go for a top pony again, Ramona.
I'm sorry. Is today opposites day? That makes much more sense. Okay.
So she goes, when was I ever malicious? And then we just get like this 5-minute montage of Ramona being terrible over the years.
And I was like cracking up. And I'm like, you know what? Watching this show is like watching a masterclass. This is how reality TV has to be done. It is just pure perfection. And watching these women interact and fight over everything. And we've had like 5 separate scenes this episode already that could have anchored a full show, you know?
Yeah. I know. So, we both took an hour and a half to just get through this damn thing.
Yeah. So then upstairs.
So when Bethany it ends, has, this like, is how the montage ends. Oh, yeah. It cuts back to Ramona going like this. Luann's like, all right, Ramona, keep it positive. Like they just both saw the whole montage. So yes. Funny.
Upstairs, Bethany has now changed into her full Yeti sweater. She's like, all right, you know what? Like, I don't want to be frozen anymore. I want to be Yeti. Okay. Is that so wrong? Like, I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, this is what I want to be. Okay.
It's all the people who say I'm too hard. It's like literally the softest thing I own. Okay. I look literally like one of those, one of those things you pick out of the ground and then you blow it and the little things come off and fly in the air.
Wait, call those dandelion. Yeah. Prettiest flower there is. It's actually a weed. Well, I don't know.
So she's passing yawn and she's like, oh yeah, that food needs a little more salt. A little more salt.
It's like, a little more salt.
Great. Okay, Bethany. So it's like, all right. So Sonia's she's like, what is this? Lime seltzer? Oh gosh, Ramona asked for water. Should I just put this in a glass and tell her it's water? She goes, the water's good, it's mountain water. Just tell her it's special. She's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Yeah. So then Sonia has this whole plan that she's going to pretend that the water is Evian, and so she brings up like a bottle, like a artisan bottle of water, and she's like, "Oh, these new Evian bottles certainly are strange, huh? You ready for your Evian?" And Ramona's like, "You know what? I think I'd rather have mountain water. It has more flavor, okay?" So she's like, "Oh."
She's like, "I'll get it." So she goes out into the hallway and waits. And then she comes right back in. She's like, "I got it. You sure can't taste that mountain water, right, mountain girl?" She's like, "Yeah, you know what? Because we're from the upstate." She's like, "Yeah, that's right. We're upstate girls."
"I hear it took 5 hours for this water to come down the mountain, okay?
Now, could you go find me a sledgehammer? I really don't like these lights."
Notice that there were, like, no decorations in the room. They're like, uh-oh, clear it out. The Wolverines are here. So
they're just lighting them with, like, construction lights that are placed on the ground.
Yeah. That's why Dorinda had to bring her own little disco light. So downstairs, Tinsley's like, you know what? I'm just boy crazy. I'm like, does that mean you're dad crazy?
She's like, ugh. So Bethany's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Because Bethany's like forced to be, yeah. She's forced to have a one-on-one with Tinsley. So she's like, all right. Well, how are you? Yeah, how are you? She's like, boy yeah. crazy. She's like, but don't worry, I'm dating, but I just kiss. And Bethany goes, I don't care if you get in a sling. Like, put a dog collar on. What the hell do I care? Like, put some Crisco on a guy's fist and just let it search you. Like, what the fuck do I care?
Yeah, I was raised going to wise guy restaurants. Like, I don't care.
So she tells us she and Dennis are off and on again, but mostly off now because I'm not ready. So Tinsley's like, well, you know, my thing is that the guy just can't be waspy because I know it's a stereotype, but everyone I date is the same type. You know, they sleep in, they don't work hard. And Bethany's like, ah, so you want a Jewish guy? Jesus.
By the way, Tinsley, way to go moving to the Upper East Side. Don't talk about you don't want a wasp and then move to the Upper East Side. Soho, bitch. Soho. Brooklyn, maybe.
But she's like stereotype. She's like, ah, so you want a Jew? It's like, oh, God. Yeah. You guys are helpless.
Yeah. I didn't know that like it was a waspy thing to be lazy. I thought like to be, you know, the P in wasp is Protestant, and like Protestants are known for their work ethic. If we're going to stereotype. You know, a good Protestant work ethic.
Well, she means the ones that have like a trust account and don't have to get out of bed, I guess. But yeah, I'm not really sure what Bethany's talking about, because she did say that at one point. She's like, yeah, that's very waspy of you. But that...
Yeah, it's waspy.
Yeah. So Luann gets up to Rinda and she's like, wakey, wakey. She's ready.
Yeah, it was like,
so at dinner, now's the big dinner. Dun, yes. Dun, dun.
And it starts in a very strange way, because Bethany goes, oh, Luann, I didn't get to tell you, but Mexico trip is back on. And Luann goes, oh, the famous Mexico trip. And then I was like expecting her to be like, oh, well, great, I can't wait to go. But instead she was like, well, I mean, I just got married and I came up from Palm Beach and no one gave me a nice room. I mean, I practically had to fall through the doorway. I mean, I think the chef was using my bathroom. I mean, you want me to go to Mexico after this treatment, girls? I mean, really?
This is a different Luann. Normally, she'd love to find a strange man in the bathroom.
Classic Carol. That was so good. And Luann just won't let it go. Bethany's like, wait a minute. We should have like gotten you a special room because you got married already? And she's like, yes, it would have been a nice gesture. She's like, okay.
But it's cool. And then they go, but you didn't invite us to the wedding. You know what else would have been a nice gesture? An invitation. That's all. I mean, just, you know.
Luann is so ridiculous.
She is amazing. Like, I just, like, bow down to her. She is, I think she's, like, my favorite housewife of all time at this point. Like, she may have actually pushed off Lisa Vanderpump. I just, everything she does cracks me up to no end.
So I won't be at the head of the table. I am the one with the title.
And the largest head.
Mrs. Countess. Double title and a grocery store in my name. All right.
You know what they say? People with large heads are very telegenic. And guess what? I'm the most telegenic, girls. Where's your Italian show?
So Ramona is like, Ramona and Sonia come down last. And Ramona goes, oh, I'm sorry if we made you wait, but we only had one tiny little sink and one tiny little mirror. So it took us time to get ready. Sorry, okay?
I was furious. Because I thought for sure we were going to get a flashback to Morocco where Ramona came down to dinner very late. And Luann again, she goes, this is not the Plaza Hotel. This is Morocco.
So Ramona's trying to be nice to Luann. She's like, oh, Luann, we saw pictures of your wedding because Dorinda took so many great pictures. She goes, yes, she did. She took so many great ones. And then Dorinda goes, yeah, because I'm the only one who was invited.
A regular Diane Arbus, that one.
So many great pictures. You know what? I'm married, and it's a bonding thing. It's like, yes, Luann. She goes, so now, you know what I'd love now? I would love to get someone else married from this crazy crew.
So that way we could compare whose wedding was better. I mean, only Dorinda will be able to truly answer that question, if you know what I'm saying.
Of course, that would mean that Dorinda would be sharing an iCloud shared album password with you, which she won't, will you, Dorinda? Because that's not what bridesmaids do. So she's like, someone should get married. And Tinsley goes, me? And Sonny goes, oh, so now you want to get married? Oh, well, there she goes. She finally admitted it. She goes, I did admit it. What are you talking about? She's like, well, how about this? First, you should find a place to live, and then maybe you should get married. It's like, geez.
She's like, first of all, Sonia, that was me blowing my nose. Excuse me. Second of all, I just want my dad, and by my dad, I want a husband, okay? Is that so wrong? I just want it. That's all. I can't sleep.
Would anyone like a chocolate from this box? Oh, my God, Dad!
He's gentle and a man.
So Sonia's like, well, you know, finding a man when you're staying at a friend's house after you were arrested in West Palm Beach probably isn't a good look. And she's like, well, Lou did that. You know, she stayed at your house and then she got married. She goes, yeah, but after Palm Beach, like to friends, I don't know, not a good look. You know, I was just trying to help because she told me she didn't want people talking shit about her. And this is to help her have an entree back into New York society. Don't repeat the same patterns.
Yeah. So then Dorinda's like, well, you know what I say? You know what? You know, just because someone lives under your roof, you don't get to start talking to tell them how to live their life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you get... You got a crayon, you can draw a book. I'm gonna say take a marker and you're not gonna like Dorinda, what are you talking about now?
She's an adult. If she wants to put a name on a goddamn tipsy girl, she'll do it, all right? You got no place putting a name on a tipsy girl.
Asswipe.
And Lorraine goes, well, let's get it straight. She's an adult woman sleeping in your daughter's room with stuffed animals. It might be creeping her out. And then Dorinda's like, yeah, well, if some girl had an opinion about me on a tipsy girl bottle, that's not a friend. And Sonia's like, I'm just saying, get an apartment. Maybe, you know, if you spent time finding an apartment, and instead of doing all this other stuff, bowling, kissing, young people, youth. It's like, oh, Sonia.
Yeah, because she's like, if you're going to live rent-free in my place, please be looking for an apartment. So that's when Tinsley starts getting feisty. She's like, I'm 41. I don't have children. You've all had children. You all have different hairstyles. I'm 41. I want to be the Upper East Side. I can't. I don't. I won't. I shan't.
Then, you're in a really bad situation, and I don't have kids. And, I mean, you don't want one. So, like, what? You don't? You don't want one?
What are you even yelling at right now?
And Luann just goes, she puts her hand on her heart and goes, love starts from here. It's like, we're back.
Take it from the misses at the table. Yeah. If you don't love yourself with Tom, you're not going to love yourself without Tom. Do you understand what I'm saying?
These are the lyrics of my new ballad. Love starts from here. Do not fear, Tinsley, because I'm married. Can you believe it?
Tinsley, don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a bowl of butter. It's like, okay, Luann, enough with the funny girl lyrics. Like, be quiet over there. Everyone's just looking at her like, what the hell? And then Tinsley is now just screaming and crying at everyone. And Ramona's like, here, let me help you, okay? Let me mentor you, okay? Put your head in my bosom.
Ramona loves a from-behind aerial hug situation when someone starts to cry. Here, let me claw you from behind your neck. It won't be scary at all. And that's when Tinsley's like, I'm not over it. I'm not over it. And you're all telling me to be over it. And you're not over stuff. So shit, just give me a goddamn second. I'm not over. I can't sleep.
And Carol says,
she means you.
And Sonia goes, what am I not over? I'm over everything. I'm totally over everything. It's like, Sonia, your basement will swallow you, you know? It's like, I'm over it. It's no big deal. I mean, how am I supposed to know when some poor person is going to need to apply for jobs in the 80s? You know, I need to keep those outfits.
And then Dorinda's just like, you know, there's just too much chaos in that townhouse. The chaos crayon went out of control. I'm sorry. No sandwiches allowed.
Sonia. Oh, so now I'm giving her chaos? I'm raising her poorly? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, she's like, now I'm giving you a bad environment. I'm like, brown eyes? Brown eyes, anyone?
Can't answer the door. It's like,
yeah, it's like can't what the answer hell? The
door. So Bethany's like, well, here's what I see. You were in a bad relationship, and now you're in another one that you're being bossed around in, and like, you know what I think you need? Like a throw. Like someone needs to just put a throw over you, and I think that'll make you look better, you know? And then your living room's fixed. It's like, okay, we get it. You have a new show.
Good point, Bethany. Okay. That was Ramona in the background. But Bethany was actually right. I mean, I actually didn't think about it, but yeah, Tinsley basically put herself in an abusive situation where she's being told what to do and what not to do. And like someone's making all these ridiculous rules about, you know, who can get the hats from the front door. And so then Tinsley is like, oh, okay, abusive. Yes, I can talk about this. She's like, I've been in an abusive relationship, mentally, emotionally, physically. I've been there. And then before she can like have her moment, Bethany's like, you know what? Like what I've been doing with the past 5 years, like honestly, like you don't want to go there. Like I don't talk about it, but like you don't want to go. Like whatever you've been through, it's not as bad as me. So like don't go there. And Luann's like, we've all been there. And everyone's like, yeah, we've all been abused. Like we've all done this. We've all been alone, terrible. Like don't talk about it. Like we don't talk about it. Like you can't. I was like, damn, let Tinsley have a moment.
Yeah, stop where you are. Just stop where stop at the abuse because you have no idea, okay? Just stop right there. Stop in your tracks. Stop in your abuse tracks.
Your and abuse Tinsley's, isn't worthwhile.
So this is where Tinsley makes her fatal mistake. She goes, well, mine was public, so I guess it's different than yours. And Bethany goes, Google me, okay? Google me.
Yeah. Like, I don't mean to plagiarize Kim Zolciak, but Google me. It's kind of funny, though, if you think about it, because last year, when Jules was trying to open up and be honest about her eating disorder, Bethany sort of co-opted that. And here, Tinsley is trying to actually share and connect and be like, I've been in an abusive relationship. I'm trying to put my life back together. I was put in this terrible situation. Everyone thinks I'm a crazy person, yada. And Bethany immediately is like, ah, like, don't play that card. Like, it's my card. Like, I have that card. Like,
I think that Bethany just doesn't understand any kind of emotion, because the only time she ever does this is when someone else is expressing emotion. I mean, the same exact thing happened last week when it was, you know, Luann's like, oh, I'm getting married. She's like, but I don't like you guys a bad guy. And like, look at me. Look what hell it is. Look what hell it is. It's like, geez, have your own scene.
Well, I think also maybe Bethany is in a place of like, yeah, I've dealt with this shit. I had a terrible child. I've had all this shit that you said times five, but I'm not crying at a table necessarily. I'm like, I've got my shit together, you know, which of course she doesn't really have her shit together. In certain ways of her life, she has her shit together more than any of us. But in other ways, she's like in shambles. But I think maybe that's where that's coming from.
She's just
like,
always
got to
one-up somebody with pain. It's like, I hurt more. I hurt more. Also, you don't want to compare these stories, because Bethany is going after her husband for stalking. And that's what basically Tinsley got in trouble for. It was like, you know, stalking kind of. I mean, trespassing or whatever. And she's like, yeah, I mean, even though it's wiped from my record and like the charges were dropped. It's like, no, I don't know that that's really the story, but... go with it. Roll with it, Tinsley. I'm with you. I'm with you. She's like, yeah, well, mine hurt worse. Okay.
Well, we support you, Tinsley, in having your big dramatic moment, even if it was cut off this episode. Maybe give it to us next episode.
Tinsley has been trying to have that moment for like five episodes. She'll start going into it. We're like, I'm so sad. And everyone's like, ah, so what do you think about golf? You know, like they just change the subject every time. And finally this time she's like, this is it. I'm doing it. Okay. You're going to sit here and you're going to listen to me have a fucking temper tantrum.
She literally was like, I've been in an abusive relationship, and Luann's like, great work, chef. Great work. Let's talk about something fun. Okay,
speaking
Tinsley?
Of Chef Yawn, I think it might be time to go to bed.
And in fact, the episode did end. But next week, it looks like Tinsley cuts off Ramona on the slopes. So, hey, fun times had by all.
Yeah, next week, we're back at the same dinner table. So, yay! You guys, thanks so much for listening to this. Check our Facebook and our, you know, whatever, our, what am I trying to say?
Our website
for ticket links, and we hope to see you at our live show. We'd love you guys.
WatchWhatCrappens.com is the website.
Yeah. We love you guys. We will talk to you next time.
Bye.